Chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And about the third hour he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into the vineyard, and I will give you whatever is just." So they went. And again he went out about the sixth and about the ninth hour, and did as before. But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing about. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here all day idle?" They said to him, "Because no man has hired us." He said to them, "Go you also into the vineyard." But when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last even to the first." Now when they of the 11th hour came, they received each a denarius. And when the first in their turn came, they thought that they would receive more. But they also received each his denarius. And on receiving it, they began to murmur against the householder, saying, "These last have worked a single hour, and thou hast put them on a level with us who have borne the burden of the day's heat." But answering one of them, he said, "Friend, I do thee no injustice. Didst thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is thine and go. I choose to give to this last even as to thee. Have I not a right to do what I choose? Or art thou envious because I am generous? Even so, the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and on the third day he will rise again." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and worshipping, she made a request of him. He said to her, "What dost thou want?" She said to him, "Command that these my two sons may sit, one at thy right hand and one at thy left hand in thy kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you are asking for. Can you drink of the cup of which I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He said to them, "Of my cup you shall indeed drink. But as for sitting at my right hand and at my left, that is not mine to give you, but it belongs to those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard this, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. Not so is it among you. On the contrary, whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Even as the Son of Man has not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And as they were leaving Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside heard that Jesus was passing by and cried out, saying, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. And the crowd angrily tried to silence them. But they cried out all the louder, saying, Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David. Then Jesus stopped and called them and said, What will you have me do for you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes be opened. And Jesus, moved with compassion for them, touched their eyes, and at once they received their sight and followed him.